Today I'm going to be sharing how to use manifestation journaling to change your reality. My intention for you today is that you understand exactly how to get started with manifestation journaling. My name is Kath Kyle and I lead the Hustle Less, Manifest More movement, and I help conscious creators and change makers to manifest success through my dream business coaching, courses and club, and you can get links to all of those in the description below. So why am I such a fan of manifestation journaling? I have used manifestation journaling, otherwise known as scripting, to literally change my entire life. Everything that I have now that I used to want, I wrote down in a journal, which helped me to manifest. I have literally manifested moving to a new country with my family, a warmer climate. I have manifested all of my extended family living in the same city when we were all scattered in different areas of the world and the country before that. I have manifested a successful business. I've manifested a massive amount of revenue through my business. I have manifested a massive increase in my health, a complete turnaround in the quality of my life. And I have manifested changes in my own personality, becoming more confident and a much more successful person. So I am very passionate about using journaling to manifest because I've seen the changes in my own life and I've also seen the changes in numerous other people's lives as well. So let's get started. So how does journaling actually change your reality? Now, journaling in itself isn't a magical tool. Journaling doesn't actually change your reality. It's simply a manifestation tool that you can use to help your imagination to create a new reality, because it is your imagination that creates a reality. It is your thoughts and your beliefs that create a reality, not the actual journaling. The journaling is just a tool that we use to harness our imagination and help us to focus. So what are actually the benefits of manifestation journaling? So the benefits, one of the massive benefits is focus. Focus is one of the main reasons why I use my manifestation journal, is because when you are relying on simply changing your thoughts, other thoughts can get in the way. You might have experienced this yourself. You're sitting there and you are intending to start visualizing what you want or saying something positive in your mind, and all of a sudden you are replaying yesterday in your mind and you are replaying some negative conversation that you had with somebody else, and then you're worrying about something and then it spirals out of control and everything has gone disastrously wrong. Sometimes that's where my brain takes me when I leave it to its own devices. Thankfully, not as often as it used to happen, but still sometimes that kind of thing happens today. So I like to use manifestation journaling to focus my brain on what I actually want to be thinking and stop wasting time with all these irrelevant thoughts that I don't actually want to be thinking. Another great benefit of using a manifestation journal is that while you are actually writing, there is a time that it takes to write something down. It takes me time to write every single word on that journal. And that is one of the things that some people actually don't like about journaling. But I find it very, very beneficial to have that slight time that it takes to write something down, because that is the time that your brain actually forms the mental picture of what you want. So as long as you're not just writing things down and you're completely disengaged in your brain, your mind will be forming an image of the thing that you want. So if you write down that you want to manifest a vacation, then your mind is literally going to be thinking, picturing you on a vacation while you are writing it down. So that slight time that it takes to write things down is a really good time to use your imagination. Another benefit of using manifestation journaling is that it helps you remember what you actually want. And some people might say, well, why would you forget what you want? But believe it or not, we do. A lot of us do forget what we want, and our brains have been programmed to focus on negative things and things that we don't want. And that's why these negative conversations can end up popping into your mind, because you end up just naturally thinking about things that you don't want rather than things that you do want. So the actual task of getting out your journal is time for you to decide, now is time for me to not only focus on what I want, but help my brain to remember what I want, because I keep writing down the same things in my journal every day. So I'm forming a new memory in my brain every single time I do that. And that helps it to manifest, because you are remembering. So as you're going through your normal day, because you've taken that time to write what you want in your journal, then you will actually end up remembering about that thing throughout the day. So it does help your memory. And another benefit that I absolutely love is that I use my journal to keep a record of my manifestation. So almost every day without fail, I have manifested something that I have written down previously in my journal, and I write those things down, and it is so motivating to see that you have actually manifested all of these things. Because otherwise, as I was saying about the brain remembering the negative things, you tend to focus on the bad things that have happened that day, and you might have forgotten the 10 things that manifested that you actually wanted. So it helps to keep your brain focused on the things that you wanted and prove to yourself that manifestation actually is real, and that you are a powerful creator, because look at all these things that you have manifested, because you've got a record, you've got a whole book full of evidence of your manifestations. So now that we know some of the benefits of manifestations, let's talk about some of the mistakes that people make when they are journaling for manifestation. And I have made these mistakes myself, so I totally understand. So the first mistake is not feeling it real. I used to make this mistake all the time, and this is a mistake that you can get into when you are using certain manifestation techniques like the 5x5 method and those kind of techniques, where you're literally just like writing lines, you're writing the same thing over and over and over and over again. Guess what happens to your brain? It gets bored, it switches off, and you're no longer feeling it real. You're no longer present with that manifestation. You're no longer forming a mental image of what you actually wanted. You're now thinking about what you're going to make for dinner. So that's why I don't recommend just mindlessly writing the same thing over and over and over again, unless you can be really focused on focusing on the thing that you want to manifest. So as you are writing it down, you have to be thinking about the thing that you want to manifest and feeling like it already exists, feeling like it's already a reality, because it's only when you feel like something is a reality that it will actually manifest. Writing it down won't do it, but writing it down will help you to put that image into your mind, as long as you stay present when you are journaling. So the next problem, the next mistake that people make is focusing on only one thing. Now, there is a power of focus. I am definitely a fan of focusing on one main thing at a time. So that means you decide what main thing you're going to focus on, and you focus on it for a set period of time. Say, for example, like a week, you are intensively focusing on that one thing. But at the same time, you can use other snapshots of your day, like when you're journaling, or when you are creating imaginary scenes, to bring in more things into that scene, not just the one thing. Because a mistake that I personally made was that for years, actually, I made this mistake, is that I only focused on one thing that I wanted to manifest, and at the detriment of everything else that was happening in my life. I totally forgot that I wanted to be a balanced person, having a balanced life, being happy in all areas of my life. And I thought, if I can just get this one thing manifested, this money from my business manifested, then that would be the be all and end all of my life. And it's not the case at all. You do need to be very balanced when it comes to manifestation. So although, yes, focus on one thing at a time and mainly focus on that thing, also do spend some time every day thinking about everything else that you want to manifest in your life, because life is not just about money, business, a specific person, that kind of thing. Life is about balance, and that's the only way to enjoy life to its full is to be balanced. Another mistake people make is writing in the future tense. So they might write something like, I want a new car. I want a new house. I want this. I want that. And that is writing in the future tense as if it hasn't happened already. Sometimes you can write in the future tense if you say, I intend to get a new house. And that's slightly different, because an intention is something that you are certain about that is going to happen in your reality. So an intention, although it is looking into the future, it's different to a want. If you're simply in the state of wanting and desiring, then you're never going to have that, because you're just going to manifest more of being in the state of wanting rather than being in the state of receiving. So we need to make sure that you are writing, I have received, I got, I had, I am, either being in the present tense or the past tense when you are doing your manifestation journaling. So now that we know some of the things to avoid, how do you actually get started with your manifestation journaling? So what I recommend you do is start off with three different manifestation prompts. I have three goals, and I call them 3G goals because they all begin with a G. Gratitude goals, giving goals, and growing goals. So let's look at each one in turn. So gratitude goals, I call them gratitude goals because these are things that you will be grateful for when they manifest, because these are things that you physically can't force in the physical world. You can manifest them, but you can't physically force them. So these are things that you want to receive that you can't physically force in the 3D. So I recommend you start by making a really big long list of all of the things that you want to receive. And I recommend adding some big things to the list and small things to the list. So the big things are called transformers because they transform your life, and the small things are called boosters because these boost your day. They give you a little boost, make you smile, and make you realize that you are the creator of your reality because you are getting all of these boosts all the way through the day. So make a list of all of the things you want to receive. Like I've received a revenue of 20 grand this month. I have received a compliment from someone today. So that is the 20 grand would be a transformer because that's transformed your life. And the booster is the compliment that you received today. So make a big long list every day of the things that you want to receive. I have received this. I have received that. Now let's move on to the giving goals. So giving goals are things that you want to give, things that you want to create, things that you want to do to help other people. So there is more to life than just receiving. Life is a balance. You've got to receive and you've got to give to have true balance and true happiness in your life. So life gets really boring if all you do is receive all the time. You start to feel like you want to give something back. It is part of our human nature to want to give back. We need to have a sense of fulfillment in our life. That is why you see people who have got ridiculous amounts of wealth, so much wealth they would never need to work again, but they keep working, they keep teaching, they keep writing books, they want to give back, they want to help other people. It's inbuilt into our nature. So I like to focus every single day on what I'm going to give either the next day or today, depending on when you do your journaling. So the next day, what is it that you want to give? So these can be things like if you've got a business, what are you going to be working on the next day that helps somebody else? So for example, I am going to write an email to my email list that really helps people put a smile on their face, or I'm going to write an email that people really want to open or really look forward to opening. I'm going to create a video that people can't wait to watch. So not only do we write what we want to give, we also write the result of that giving. So the result is I am creating videos that go viral. That is my giving goal, but also the result of the giving goal. We don't just put giving goals for no reason. There has to be a reason behind those giving goals. And the final 3G goal is growing goals. Who do you want to be? So this is, in my opinion, the most important of the 3G goals, because who you are as a person determines everything in your life. It determines what results you get. It determines how people react to you. It determines what you receive in your life based on who you are as a person. Do you want to feel wealthy? That is who you are as a person. So you can write these in terms of I am statements, or statements that imply that you are something. I am a very wealthy woman. I have a great memory. So even though I've written I haven't received a great memory. A great memory is part of who I am. So that is why it is a growing goal rather than a gratitude goal. I am a very confident person. I am a generous person. I am a loving person. I am a successful person. Who do you want to be? Write that down every single day and you will become that person. So finally, number 5, habits. How do you actually form a habit around this? Because there's no point in doing this once. I am a massive believer in creating habits that determine who you are, because if who you are as a person is good at manifestation, is a conscious creator who creates your own reality, then you will be doing manifestation every day. You won't just be doing manifestation once a month or when you remember it, because you are constantly manifesting all the time, whether you like it or not. But most of the time you're manifesting negative things or things that are based on your existing belief system. You're not consciously creating. So unless you've created a habit of consciously creating every day, then you're not in control of your own reality. So make it a habit. So start doing this manifestation journaling, this scripting every single day. So what time of day works best for you? I would suggest you do it either in the morning or the evening, just before bed, whenever is best for you. Some people really like to start their day on a positive. I prefer to do mine in the evening because I know that I'm not going to be disturbed. I can take as long as I want to do it because I've done all my chores for today, that nobody's going to be phoning me, texting me. There's not going to be school things to sort out in the morning. There's not going to be kids. My kids are in bed. So everything is sorted and I know that I can just relax and focus on me time. I make a really nice calming environment. I put my essential oils diffuser on, my salt lamp, put on some lovely background meditation music, and then I get out my journal. I prefer to actually use a journal like this, which has got just plain lined paper in it. I have actually created a reality creation journal, and there is a printout that goes with this that has 10 different prompts on there. This is what the printout looks like if you want to complete the reality creation journal printout. My journal has a life of its own and it is falling all over the place. So I have created these two bookmarks as well. This one's got all of the prompts that I use every single day as part of the reality creation journal. And this one is just a reminder of all of the different categories of things that you can manifest each day. And personally, what I like to do is I like to use those prompts and just simply write in my lined journal, because then I can use as much space as I want. So if you want to get my reality creation journal and my bookmark and my guide and my course that walks you through the whole thing, then I encourage you to join my Business Manifestation Club. And you can join for free by going to kathkyle.com/club. And every month we do new challenges. We focus on different things to help business owners to manifest business success. And if you want to learn more about manifestation and how to use something that I call reverse memories to manifest your success, then you can get my free guide to creating reverse memories at kathkyle.com/reverse memories, or you can click the link surrounding these content pieces and you will be able to get those from there as well. So leave me a comment underneath the video on my YouTube channel letting me know, do you use manifestation journaling? Have you ever used it before and what results have you got? Please like this video and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And now it's your turn to go and put your stamp on the world.